This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. Alabama remains the only state in the union to segregate HIV-positive prisoners and exclude them from some prison programs. At the Limestone Correctional Facility, a men's prison in Harvest, Alabama, HIV-positive men were segregated in a housing unit behind barbed wire fences, away from the general population. Their access to exercise, religious services, substance abuse programs, work opportunities, and community corrections programs was severely limited. After years of advocacy by the ACLU's National Prison Project and the ACLU of Alabama, on October 24, 2007, the Alabama Department of Corrections agreed to amend its policy and give HIV-positive prisoners greater access to visitation, educational programs, substance abuse treatment programs, and religious services. While this is a victory for the rights of HIV-positive prisoners, the ACLU continues to urge the Alabama Department of Corrections to provide these prisoners equal access to work release programs because they are crucial to rehabilitation and beneficial to the community. Eric Howard was incarcerated at the Limestone Correctional Facility's HIV unit. In 1991, he participated in the work release program at Red Eagle Honor Farm Prison. In 1993, he tested HIV positive and was denied admission to work release. Jackie Walker, HIV/AIDS Hepatitis Coordinator for the ACLU's National Prison Project, interviewed Mr. Howard for this podcast.
Mr. Howard, how did you feel when you found out you were HIV positive and going to be excluded from programs because of your HIV status?
Initially, when I tested positive, I did not know that I was going to be excluded from programs because of my HIV status. I thought that although I was HIV positive, I would be able to return home quicker to my family because when I tested positive, I had no new case. I was going under the same case. In the case I had, I was allowed to go to PDL program, and I was allowed to go to work release. So I thought that since I didn't have a new case, I would be able to return home to my family, especially considering the diagnosis that was just given to me. But later found out that that was not true. So my first thought was suicide, really, to be honest. But that quickly passed, and I was torn up. I was messed up.
Were there specific programs that prisoners in the HIV unit didn't have access to in terms of work programs and educational and vocational programs?
There are small things and there are large things that discrimination plays a big part in, and it's solely because we're HIV positive, such as the HIV unit does not have a softball field when there are three softball fields at Limestone Correctional Facility. Even the protective custody inmates, well, these guys are there not by force, but by choice. They have more access than the HIV unit to regular scheduled visitation and honor programs, and they have outside sponsorship and support to get things that the HIV unit can't get. The faith-based honor domes and all of these other things, they have more access to weight material, exercise equipment, and all of these things. And the HIV unit are not there by choice. We were segregating the HIV unit because of an illness, of a disease.
And was there any particular class or program you wanted to participate in but were denied access to because you were HIV positive?
Yes, I applied for work release about 6 months. That's how I initially found out that I did not qualify. The answer was given to me was simply, you doesn't qualify. And I didn't understand because with the two cases that I had previous to that, I had already been to work release on those same cases, so I thought that I would be able to qualify for that program. Once I was denied that program or refused to be allowed to participate, they never said they denied me. They just said I didn't qualify. Every other program that they had was not offered to the HIV unit, so we could not even apply for those programs.
And were there religious services or family visitation programs that were available to general population prisoners but denied to HIV-positive prisoners?
Yes, there were, and there are some that still exist today. They have not only honor domes, honor camps, and honor farms. They have faith-based honor domes that are set up with religious principles and a sort of a, like the 12-step program based on religious or spiritual principles, that if you qualify for this dorm, then you qualify to have family nights where you can visit with your family periodically for several hours on the visitation yard, but there is none offered to the HIV unit. I extra warned about it a few years ago, not long after they started it, and his response was, we just not have proper space for the HIV unit. They did not want to give it to us. They did not give us a definite answer, but said they would check into it, and they kept procrastinating. And years passed, and they still doesn't have it.
And why is work release important for all prisoners, and how would it have changed your life while you were in prison and after you were released?
Well, for me and several other guys that I've talked to, some has been to previous work releases, some has been to previous release programs. Some of the guys have been to neither. But the difference that it would make is that you would have the opportunity to exercise your custody level. You know, the system runs on a security level as well as a custody level. As your custody decreases and your security decreases, you're allowed to exercise it. You start working inside the camp, then you go to working outside the camp, maybe on a work squad or something. Then they work you into the community. They're slowly working you back into society. So you are being allowed to taste freedom. In the HIV unit, you are segregated into this one dormitory. Then upon your release, you're just thrown out, you know, per se, to the wolves. And it's kind of hard for a guy. You know, you have some guys back there been locked up since the HIV unit existed. Suppose they were released today. Where would they go? What would they do? And how would they do it? They have no idea. And there's no type of program set up for this.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the ACLU's cases, go to aclu.org/prisons.